This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Alexis Smith was crowned Miss Kansas last month, and in her onstage pageant interview, she spoke up about her domestic abuse. Smith won the Miss Kansas pageant on June 8th, and her abuser was in the audience. The pageant interviewer had just asked Smith what she would use her role as brand ambassador for if she won. Smith answered that her vision was to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships. Smith said, "Matter of fact, some of you out in this audience saw me very emotional, because my abuser is here today," Smith responded. "But that's not going to stop me from being Miss Kansas and from representing as the next Miss Kansas, because I and my community deserve healthy relationships." Smith did not identify her abuser in her answer or subsequently. Smith wrote on Instagram that her reason for speaking up was to use her platform and live in her vision for a better world. Smith said, "I took back my power, not just for myself, but for my dreams and everyone watching and listening," Smith posted. "This isn't about shunning others. It's about turning our pain into purpose and channeling it in a way that unifies and uplifts." Smith revealed that her experience with abusive relationships began at a young age. Smith said that she's been a bystander, victim, and survivor of domestic abuse. Smith said, "My family, every single woman in my family was impacted by domestic violence." Smith said, "At the age of 14, I got in my first relationship, but it was also an abusive relationship that I was in until about 2019. It's something that I'm still experiencing and dealing with today." Smith is now moving into an advocate role, dubbing her platform as Miss Kansas, Respect Reclaimed. A doctor in Whitefish, Montana, has been charged by the U.S. Attorney's Office for Montana with conspiracy to commit wire fraud for allegedly helping to facilitate about $39 million in fraudulent billing of Medicare and other federal benefits programs during the COVID-19 pandemic. Ronald Dean entered into a plea deal with federal prosecutors to help the government continue its investigation into the fraud. The charge to which Dean agreed to plead guilty was conspiracy to commit wire fraud, which carries a maximum punishment of up to 20 years in prison, a $250,000 fine, and 3 years of probation. As part of the plea agreement, Dean will have to pay back around $780,000 in restitution to the Medicare program and two other federal programs. The plea agreement also says the government will not seek detention for Dean in the case, but will defer to the court on that question. Dean's scheme was this. Dean would sign prescriptions and other documents for medical devices and COVID-19 tests for people who did not need them. Then two unnamed people running different telemedicine companies incorporated in Florida billed the federal government for the costs. Dean would then receive payments as part of a kickback scheme. The entire conspiracy resulted in Dean and the two others billing Medicare, the Civilian Health and Medical Program of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Railroad Retirement Board $39.6 million in fraudulent claims, of which the three programs paid out at least $18 million. In order for a doctor to receive reimbursement through Medicare for durable medical equipment, things like prosthetics, braces, or orthotics, a provider must sign an agreement saying they will abide by the program's laws and regulations, including an anti-kickback statute, only submit claims for medically necessary prescriptions, document requests for COVID-19 tests, and attest that they will not present false or fraudulent claims. A WebMD profile of Dean includes 10 one-star reviews, most of which were left last summer and fall, and say that they believe Dean is running a Medicare billing scam by prescribing medical equipment that patients didn't ask for. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.